Welcome back to Escape to the Magic Podcast. We are your hosts. I'm Randy.
I am Dak.
And this is Ryan.
And we bring you this week.
Did I say that weird?
Yeah. It's all good.
That was a little Eeyore-ish,
right?
This
is Ryan.
Now that's Ryan. And hey, we're excited. I think this will be a fun episode. Something a little bit different. Variations on a theme, perhaps, but maybe more exciting because this week we're talking about new lands at Disney World or Disney, period. Not World.
At Disney.
Any Disney.
Yeah, any Disney. So this week we are going to build our perfect land. So if you were going to take existing attractions, restaurants, shows, and build a Disneyland, doesn't all have to necessarily be themed the same way.
And by Disneyland, we don't mean the Disneyland Resort theme park. We mean like Adventureland, Frontierland.
Dakland.
Yeah. Dakland.
That's right.
Yeah.
I don't think anybody would visit Dakland.
I don't think so either. Like, I don't know about that Dakland place.
Why would the ride slow?
What a Dakland.
Yeah. And this came about.
There's no height limits in Dakland.
Oh, man. Oh boy.
Yeah. And everything's Mickey shaped. All right. So
Truro shaped.
Here's how it's going to work, guys. We're going to build our own themed land where we're going to have three attractions, one table service, so one sit down restaurant there at Disney, one quick service restaurant, so that's, you know, your walk up and order, one show, so one sit down show that you would watch, not a nighttime show. And then one hotel/resort.
Well, and we already talked. So in the pre-show, we talked about how we would all pick Happily Ever After.
Yes.
As our go-to show. So we're just eliminating that option altogether.
So since we would all pick it, none of us pick it.
That's right.
Yeah. Or in each of our lands, whichever one you went to, for that night, Happily Ever After is showing.
Right? No,
you just went against your
anything.
Whole.
Yeah, that's
pre-show rules.
What are you talking about? You come to my land, you're watching Happily Ever After. You go to Randy Land.
You know.
You're watching Happily Ever After.
Everyone's happy in Randy Land. We don't know what's going on in Dak Land. We got to pick something. We can't all pick the same thing.
Okay.
Yeah. You know.
All right. So are we doing a nighttime that's not Happily Ever After?
You could pick whatever you want, but you can't pick Happily Ever After.
Okay. Oh.
And
I meant show like The Lion King show.
I know you were, but we were saying you could just pick whatever show you want.
Okay, so let's do both then. Let's do a
show and a nighttime
show and a
spectacular.
Nighttime spectacular.
And are we limiting, or let me back, are we restricting our answers or our things that we're going to use to build this land to only current park, like only current attractions and shows in the park? Or can we go?
You can go back in time.
Okay.
What?
Okay. I like, no.
You
I like that.
Can add Ellen's Universe of Energy if you want.
That is
I'm not sure I would add that.
Well, but I see where you were going, so, you know.
Okay. So no time constraints. We're in the time continuum of Disney.
Yeah, it existed or it exists.
Perfect. Okay.
Nothing fake, nothing that was announced and never came to pass.
Right.
Nothing that is planned for the future but does not yet exist or operate.
So, good point. This is something.
Tiana's Bayou Adventure, not on the table.
Not on the table.
Okay.
And let's also put one more guideline here. You have to have experienced this
yourself,
yeah. Right? Or had the opportunity. No Shanghai, no Hong Kong, no Japan.
Yeah. Well, I could have experienced Hong Kong twice, but I didn't go. And it's one of the biggest regrets of my life, times two, because 2 years in a row I was there. And
oh, man.
It was just a subway stop away.
Oh. Wow.
I don't know what was wrong with me.
Someone called that a fail. Yeah. But you know.
I was in law school and I was poor. So
Yeah.
Well, I think that's what I was thinking. Well, I don't have any money to go, so why bother?
Right. All right. So we want to, let's go round robin. We'll each take a.
Yeah. And then the last rule is that no doubling up. So once someone picks it.
Off the table.
It's not available for anybody else. So it's like a draft, but it's not a draft because we're not going to call it.
Yeah, we're not going to call it a draft.
All right.
All right.
But are you right? Who's writing things down so that we know that we're not doubling up?
I will write them down.
Okay.
Here we go.
Okay. So who's going to go first? Dak, this is your game.
You give me the lead? Okay. Well, I'll cheat, and I will also protect each of your interests by saying that my first ride will be Big Thunder Mountain from Paris.
Oh.
Yes.
Well, I couldn't pick that.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. So I'm protecting both of you by leaving every other ride on the table for you.
Okay, so Big Thunder Mountain, Paris. Paris.
Okay. Paris. It is, guys, phenomenal ride. If you ever get the chance to go to Europe, if nothing else.
I've been to Europe.
The next time you go.
Haven't been to Paris.
Next time you go. Yeah, you got to hit it. All right, so Big Thunder Mountain, Paris.
All right.
Me?
I guess so. Why not?
I'm going to take the Hollywood Tower of Terror.
Okay.
As one of my attractions. That is my favorite attraction. It befits my park.
And no surprise here, I'm going to take Guardians Mission Breakout.
There you go.
No, Cosmic Rewind.
Okay,
I'd have to take the opposite, right? But
how ticked would Randy have been if he would and I would have stole? There's no way I'm stealing Cosmic Rewind. All right.
I would have.
Yeah, I know you would have.
I would have.
Yeah. Oh, yeah,
just,
yeah,
just
yeah.
To, I mean, I know this is not a
just
game.
Just to watch what happens.
Yeah.
Watch
just
Randy
to see Randy's face.
Yeah. All right. I am going to take a big one now.
Second attraction.
I'm going to take.
I know where you're going.
Tron.
Yep, I knew it.
But we don't have to go like attraction, then restaurant, then show. We can bounce back and forth, right?
Sure.
Okay.
I guess so. That makes it a little bit confusing, but why not?
Not confusing for some, Dak.
It's confusing for us simple-minded people.
Well, I want to play by the rules. So if that's the rule that we just have to do all the attractions now,
we just pick something.
Randy's like, it's late. I want to go to bed.
All right. Well, I guess we'll just stick with the attraction. That's sure. Fine. All right. Oh crap! Well, you know what? Okay. A little blast of the past here. Give me the Great Movie Ride.
Oh, nice. You're just building Hollywood Studios.
I guess I am.
All right.
Ooh, where do I go next? Okay. I think I'm going to... Ooh. Well, I'm building a theme land, so now I will take Guardians Cosmic... or Guardians Mission Breakout.
Nice.
Keep it straight.
Yeah. Man, I love that ride.
That's a good ride.
Yeah.
Wish they had something like that at Disney World.
They do. It's the Hollywood Tower Hotel.
I'm looking at Dak.
Yeah.
And in fact, by the way, last time I rode it, I experienced something new, which was, at least it was new to me. I don't remember experiencing this in so long. That's why it was new. But at a certain point, you stopped on a floor, the doors opened, and there was a video screen.
What?
Just like you'd find on Disneyland. Mission Breakout.
At Disney World?
You know why? Because it's the same ride.
No.
True story.
I think Joe Rohde would disagree with you.
Well?
I mean, according to the Imagineering series. Pretty clear.
Pretty sure he said, we just reskinned it. I also watched that series.
Well, not close enough. All right, third attraction. I'm going with Radiator Springs Racers out in West Coast. Radiator Springs Racers.
Yeah.
You like to go slow. That's acceptable, Dak.
You like to lose.
You are a loser.
You know what? I still won't forget our guys trip there a couple years ago. I was so excited to do that attraction, and I thought everything about it was great. Until we didn't go fast.
It definitely wasn't no 60 plus miles an hour.
No. 47, 42.
Yeah, it was like 40 something.
But it's still a great ride.
Still, it's a good, it's a good ride. It's one of the most beautiful rides, by the way.
Yeah, easily.
I mean, it's actually, I think so. It's pretty spectacular. Yeah.
They did a good job with it.
No shocker here. I'm not on it to go fast.
But boring.
Yeah.
Boring.
Yeah, boring.
Oh, I just, I wish it would open up like it does at Disney World.
That's right. But
anyway. So much potential wasted.
So much potential. All right. So for my third attraction, you know, let's go with Toy Story Mania.
Mm.
A little interactive, some gamemanship.
I like it.
Yeah.
I like where your head's at.
I guess I am building Hollywood Studios.
that's what it looks like.
That's what it looks like.
Yeah.
But I'm fine with that.
So, that's very interesting. What would I go with a third attraction? Third attraction. You're building Hollywood Studios. Dak's building something eclectic. you know what? I think I'm going to do something a little out of the box. I'm actually going to go with Spider-Man Web Slingers.
Whoa.
Oh, okay.
I've got the roller coaster. I've got the straight up thrill attraction. And now I've got Interaction 2 that fits in my theme of superheroes.
There you go.
Yeah,
that's what I'm going with.
I need more time on Web Slingers.
It's a fun ride.
Yeah, I've only done it twice.
I was proud to find out, you know, my sons just came back from there. They took a class trip out there, and so they had 2 days at Disney with park hoppers, be able to go back and forth. At one point, my oldest son, he rode Grizzly Run 5 times in a row without getting off.
Wow.
They just let him keep going.
Was he just soaked?
I don't know. It was at nighttime. They took some pictures. Looked like they're having a great time.
Wow.
But the point of the story was they came home and they showed me their scores for Web Slingers, and Dad is still the king.
So
of course I have photographic evidence of my
what
scores.
Is a good score for that?
I have no idea. I just know that mine's the best in the house.
Okay. Yeah.
I guess that's all that matters.
And I also know that I couldn't feel my arms for like 2 days afterwards.
Yeah, that's right. It's a workout.
Yeah.
All right. So let's all go around your top table service.
Because we haven't been doing that already?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, that one.
Okay.
Table service
restaurant.
All right. Oh, I've got mine.
And keep in mind, it doesn't have to be like you were just saying, you're building this superhero. Doesn't mean you have to.
All right, so who's going first this round? Or this?
I'm not ready. Can't be me.
You ready, Ryan? Yeah. You said you got yours.
Oh, I'm taking Vianopoly.
Ooh,
yeah.
Nice.
Give me a nice slice of, actually not a slice, give me the whole thing. Pepperoni or the quattro formaggia.
Mm.
I pronounced that wrong.
Formaggi.
Yeah, that's what I'm taking. Vianopoly.
That's pretty good. I'm embarrassed that didn't come to mind immediately. But I'm thinking of like a superhero land.
Yeah,
like,
that's what I'm saying. It doesn't have to necessarily all be superhero.
You know? Wow. I'm not ready.
Okay.
So you got something?
Yeah. So I'm going to go with Boathouse. I've touted it before on the show. I love that restaurant, man. It's so good. Mm. So I'd take their steaks.
Yeah. Okay. I didn't realize Disney Springs was in play. So that could change things for me. You know what? I'm just going to go with the Michelin star restaurant. I'm going to take Morimoto Asia.
Nice. Very nice.
Get me some Peking duck.
There you go.
Seems like something you'd get watching a Spider-Man movie.
Of course. Oh my gosh. All right.
The casual way in which you said that was...
And the best part is, you know, I was totally serious.
Yeah. All right. Quick service.
Quick service time.
So, Randy, I think you're...
Easy. It's the Satouli Canteen.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah.
Man, I was nervous. I thought when you said easy, you were going to take mine, which is Les Halles in the France Pavilion.
Les Halles Boulangerie.
Yes.
Patisserie.
And I've never gone there and been disappointed in anything that I've gotten there. Not
because it's
once.
All good there.
It's all so phenomenal.
Not a big macaroon guy, but... I don't get those there.
Yeah, I don't either. They're not bad, but that's not my favorite.
They got good
so much
there.
Other stuff.
Yeah. All right. So my quick service.
I think one of you complained in a previous episode where you were wrong and I wasn't there about the chocolate croissant, and you're full of crap. Because it's delicious.
That was this guy.
That was me who said that.
I know who it was. Yeah. Yeah. That was me who said that. I was looking right at you.
Yeah. I stand by my decision. Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
Stand by my statement. All right. So my quick service restaurant. You know what? Give me. Pecos? No, I'm just joking. I can't even say it out loud. Man. Doing a quick scan around the parks here. I'm also hungry right now. So what am I craving right now? Let's go with... you know what? Let's do a little Flame Tree barbecue.
Ooh.
You know what? Scratch that.
Whoa.
Regal Eagle.
Okay.
At Epcot.
Smart man.
Yes.
Very good.
If we're doing barbecue, we got to go Regal Eagle.
You know what's another good barbecue place? Polite Pig. They're in, you guys
Springs?
Ever, mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Very,
Yeah, Springs generally has better food than what you find in the parks in some instances. So. Yeah.
Yeah. Good call, though, on the Regal Eagle.
Yeah.
Okay, good.
And this is going, this is going to be maybe our world record shortest show.
Well, we've built some spectacular lands here so far.
Yeah. All right. So our next one, we're going.
It's a time for a show.
Time for a show. Is it? Are we back to me?
Why not?
Going first. Listen, with all the dad power within me, I'm going to take the Frozen sing-along show off the table. And that will be my show. But I'm only accepting it. That one funny guy. Ben is his name.
That dude was hilarious.
He no longer works at Disney. He's retired, but he was one of the historians. His name was Ben.
He was an old guy.
No. He was a young guy.
And he retired?
Hair. He retired, yeah.
How soon is their pension vest?
I have no idea.
How do I sign up for this?
Yeah. Well, I don't know that he retired, but he stopped working at Disney.
Ah.
But he was hilarious.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I would say... He's probably been one of the better performers that I've ever seen at Disney.
Yes. Yeah.
And his name is Ben?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Ben Folds 5.
He just, man, he's just hilarious. He, to me, he's what made the show. Because he would like poke fun of a little bit of Disney within the show. And
he would also like look out into the audience and kind of pick you out.
Yes.
Point to you a little bit, kind of give you a little smirk. Yeah, he was really good.
Great entertainer.
Yeah.
Yep. All right.
And if you're listening, we'd love to have you on the show.
Yeah. Man, how cool.
Actually, that'd be really cool.
Hit us up, Ben.
Yeah.
Or whatever your name is.
Yes.
Yeah. Real life.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right.
Yeah. All right. You have yours, Randy?
Yeah.
Okay, go ahead.
Yeah, I'm taking the original Country Bears Jamboree.
Ooh.
May it live forever.
May it live forever. Okay.
Throw a cape on those bears and theme.
There was
up.
A lot I could have gone to here, but I felt like it was necessary for me to preserve history.
There you go.
All right. Well, I am bringing some history back to my land. I'm going to play a little music for you.
What? This was...
The Main Street Electrical Parade.
Main Street Electrical Parade.
But that's the nighttime spectacular.
Oh, did I do it wrong?
You're out of order.
The rules. Well, we know where he's going.
All right. Well, since I can't have that, give me the...
Well, I'll give you it to you for your nighttime show, if that's what you want.
I must have missed something in orientation. We're doing a nighttime show now?
We spent like 10 minutes talking about it.
Just a regular show. Lion King show.
Oh, give me the Indiana Jones stunt spectacular.
There you go.
That's if I didn't take the Country Bears, I'd have taken Indy.
Yeah.
Which would have fit in a little bit of my superhero theme, you know?
Okay.
That's got to be one of the longest running shows that's still playing at the parks.
What do you think?
Sure.
I'm going to go out on a...
I can tell it's late because Randy's agreeing to everything. There's no fight left in that dog.
No, I mean, the Hall of Presidents would probably be up there, right?
Yeah.
At Disney World, obviously.
Yeah.
Is there anything at Disneyland that's still going from the beginning?
From a show perspective? I don't think so.
No, I don't think so either.
Maybe the Dapper Dans. When did they come into the picture?
Well, that doesn't count.
Yeah.
Those guys are moving around.
Yeah. All right. So, show, you got Indiana Jones Stunt Spectacular.
All right. Nighttime
so
Spectacular.
Now our nighttime. You want to play your theme music again there, Ryan?
Let me get to a good part.
There we go.
There it is. I love that.
That's a great show.
I do want to take a lot of credit for knowing it right off the first couple notes.
Yeah.
I won that game too. I'm going to take my show, my Nighttime Spectacular.
Which is?
Now, it comes with an asterisk, a caveat. It has to be fully functional, but it's harmonious for me.
Oh yeah.
That's a good one.
I mean,
I wasn't sure where you were going.
Everything worked on Harmonious. Truly, guys, I think that was one of the most spectacular things I'd ever seen.
Yeah. Yeah. Good.
If you had a good straight on view and everything, all of the arms and stuff were working, and it was amazing.
Man, that's a good one. Really good one. All right, well, I'm debating between two.
You're just going to pick World of Color.
That's the one that
Don't
I'm debating
you dare
on.
Pick.
But I'm not going to take World of Color. I'm going to go
Fantasmic.
No, I'm going back. I'm also going to preserve Wishes.
Oh.
So I'm going to, I mean, if I can't have Happily Ever After, I'm going back to Wishes, which was a castle show. That's, again, maybe cheating a little bit there, but that's what I would probably go back to.
Okay.
Wishes was amazing.
Yeah.
That's fair.
I mean,
it was an amazing show.
Yeah, before you knew how great Happily Ever After could be, I loved Wishes.
Yeah. And, you know, it took me, so with Wishes, I was so in deep with that show that even after Happily Ever After came out, it still took me probably two or three shows before I was finally won over that, okay, this was a good replacement for Wishes.
Oh, not me.
Really? You were ready to pull the plug on Wishes?
Happily Ever After, that was...
Oh, I see what you're
by
saying.
By the time that... I mean, it was old news.
I'd moved on
with my life. Okay.
Well, you saw that Pretty Little Thing,
I'm
and you were like...
I'm a little more sentimental,
upgraded to a younger model.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah. All right, so let's...
By that time, they were using... They were using air cannons to shoot off the fireworks instead of the old school. Yeah, you know, look.
And just like when you go back and watch a YouTube video of Wishes and you see the projection mapping, if that's even what you want to call it.
It's amazing how far we've come.
Yeah.
I will say this, though. So we were watching Behind the Attraction last night.
Okay.
And we were finishing up the Nighttime Spectaculars episode. Guys, I got to go see that show in Hong Kong. I mean, what they do, they remade, first of all, the entire castle just to augment the Nighttime Spectacular. And it has all of the elements. You got fireworks. You've got water screens. You've got actually water fireworks, you know. I don't know if it has drones like they have in Paris, but I mean, it's got it all. And the projection mapping that they put on that castle, blow your mind.
Really?
I'm going to have to YouTube that.
Yeah.
They say this is like the biggest, best one they've ever done.
And it's got to be pretty new technology, right? Like the most current technology that Disney's using, at least.
But they upgraded the castle just to be able to do an amazing nighttime show. Because remember, the original castle in Hong Kong was a replica of Sleeping Beauty Castle.
Yeah, that's right.
You know, right. Which when you walk in is not overwhelming. All right, we're at hotels.
Yeah. Oh, gosh, I almost forgot. Yeah, hotels. Ryan's still playing his, he's got the electrical parade still going.
That's Wishes.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, sorry.
This guy's taking over our show. You know what they used to do, Wishes, is they played another, like, castle projection show, and I can't remember what it was called, but it was kind of like an after show.
Don't remember.
Yeah. Anyways.
Never stay for after shows.
You're talking about the kiss goodnight?
I think so.
They still do that, I believe. Yeah.
Fireworks are done. I'm headed to my next attraction.
That's right. I thought you were going to say hotel, but that's not right.
Beeline back to the next roller coaster I can find.
Yeah. All right, hotels. Who's up?
Well, I'll take it.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, Polly's mine.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's going to fit in my superhero adventurer's theme.
Yeah. So Polly was one of mine, but since we can't repeat, then I'll go to my other that I was debating on, which is the Disneyland Hotel.
Yeah, that's a good one.
I just love, because it has a little bit of that Polynesian grounds there up by the Pangaloa Terrace.
Yeah.
And so, anyways.
You like that 60s Art Deco
thing? I love the 60s Art Deco. I love the grounds of the Disneyland Hotel. I could go on.
Nice.
It's got all the themed lands.
It is nice, I would say. It was more than I had expected it to be.
And now that they've added that DVC tower.
Yeah. Ooh. Yeah.
Nice.
All right, Ryan.
Disneyland Hotel.
Okay. Give me the Port Orleans.
Ooh, really?
Yeah. Yeah. You know, French Quarter or Riverside, I'll take them both.
Beautiful grounds.
Yeah. Beautiful grounds. Just kind of a very quaint, charming hotel. Not super, I don't want to say it's not busy, but it kind of gives off, it has this ambiance that you may not find at a lot of the other Disney hotels. So, yeah, give me Port Orleans.
I would agree. And then I believe we've never stayed at them, but they have those princess rooms at Port of Orleans. Have you ever seen those?
The princess rooms?
Yeah. Oh, gosh, guys, you got to Google this. Like, maybe not you, Randy, because you're a boy dad. But these rooms are totally themed out to all the princesses. Like the faucet is the teacup or teapot from Belle and... Some
interesting.
Of the, they're amazing.
Okay.
They're amazing themed rooms.
That sounds
very girly.
Sounds great. Awesome.
All right. So these are our lands.
That's pretty good. Pretty good list here. Oh.
Anything you would change or revamp?
No, I've made the perfect land.
Yeah, I think mine's pretty good too.
Yeah, I mean, nothing here that I think. No, I think I'm good.
Yeah, I think it goes to show you just how diverse Disney can be as far as your particular cup of tea when it comes to attractions or food or, you know, shows. Obviously, Randy, yours is very high energy. No surprise there. Mine is kind of that. Low energy, but still, I don't know that I'd call Tron low energy, but it's definitely not most intense coaster out there. Same with Big Thunder. But again, that's more my style. And then, Ryan, you have some nostalgia in your great movie ride. You have some thrill in your Tower of Terror. Yeah,
and bring back the past with the electric parade.
Yeah.
There you go.
So... Yeah, I think mine's I have a good blend.
Yeah,
it's a well balanced park.
I think it's good stuff. I think we've all put together some pretty good stuff. We'll have to make sure that we post our results.
Yep.
Yeah, that's a good segue. So we'll post these on our social media accounts. So follow us on Facebook, Instagram, TikTok, and then you guys can vote on who created the best land, whichever one you would want to visit the most. Like, I hear it. And then maybe build your own. So you give us some feedback on what you would put in your land. What kind of Disneyland, not Disneyland, but Disney themed land you would create.
But you can't pick our choices. So good luck. Yeah.
Well, that's also a good segue. Do we have a magical scenario this week?
We do. We do. So I'm going to cheat. I saw this on a TikTok reel. And it was someone asking the question, would you take, so here's our magical scenario. Would you take Disney World today as it exists with all the new attractions, everything that's come up, but also some of the things a couple episodes back we talked about things we would want to bring back to Disney? So Disney World today or Disney World in 2018. So you still have Fastpass, Magical Express. What am I missing, guys? Just everything that 2018 had to offer.
The great movie ride.
So we're talking pre-pandemic and all the extras and add-ons that Disney gave you. But you're missing Tron, Cosmic Rewind. What else has come out since post 2021?
Mickey and Minnie.
Mickey and Minnie's Runaway Railroad. Yeah. All right. So I'll pose the question and then I'll let you two answer and then I'll give my answer.
Oh, I think I know where I'm going.
Are you at?
I am. I'm taking 2018.
Really?
Disney.
Yeah. As much as I love Tron and Cosmic Rewind, I think for me, it doesn't outweigh what's been taken away to a certain degree. And a little bit, it doesn't outweigh the ease of access I feel like Disney used to be for a lot of people. Mm. With fast passes, prices were cheaper. It just seemed that, this was 5 years ago, 6 years ago, right? Seemed like times were a little more simpler back then. And because back then we still had...
Back in 18.
Because we still had Galaxy's Edge. We had Pandora, right?
Yeah, that's right.
Those were brand new.
Yeah, and that's 65 million people in the park every single day.
Yeah.
Yes.
How many people you couldn't breathe.
You know, just, yeah, I think I'm going 2018 Disney World.
All right.
Yeah, I'm the opposite.
Yeah.
I'm moving forward. You know, the thing that gave me pause was when you mentioned and reminded me of the Magical Express.
Yes.
Hands down, I think that's, if there's anything that we're really missing, it's the Magical Express. I can't for the life of me understand why that was the thing they chose to go. Look, I understand how these sort of contracts with the companies work, right? You know, the Magical Express actually was a third-party contract, right? It was, you know, mirrors, but liveried up for the Disney World Resort. But, I mean, there was nothing better than being able to just get off your plane and get on the bus. I didn't have to worry about the luggage. I didn't have to worry about the luggage even getting to my room.
Right.
I didn't even have to go to my room, right? I could literally go right to the park. And when I got back, my luggage was in my room waiting for me. That was pretty spectacular. But there's been so much progress made. You know, we were just talking about how the nighttime spectaculars have changed. You know, I will take today's Happily Ever After over the others. You know, I think things have gotten so much better. Virtual queues, I'm a huge, huge fan of that.
Yeah, that's fair.
That's fair. Yeah.
I think that that's the thing that we need more of, frankly. Mobile ordering for your food when you go to quick service, like, you know, I don't really have to wait in a whole lot of lines anymore like you used to. I just think there are a lot of conveniences. And I think we tend to get a little tripped up on the money side. Yeah, inflation has gotten a little bit crazy and it definitely squeezes people. And Disney's been no stranger to raising prices on everything.
Yeah.
But, you know, I also look back and I say, yeah, but we all had less money in 2018 too, right? So whether that was just where we were in our careers or earning potential, but, you know, that's the way inflation tends to work and we try to correct it is, well, the prices don't go down, but we have more dollars in our pocket to kind of counter it. It's just a wash for me, I think, on that front. I am certainly going to complain about paying for Genie Plus, but there were things about the FastPass system that drove me nuts too,
sure.
Right? I mean, your inability to beat certain people for certain attractions, you know, it was nearly impossible to get a Flight of Passage FastPass. Now I can literally buy my way on to Tron if for some reason I miss out on a virtual queue. And that's a thing I would take any day of the week. So for me, I think I'm here in the present. By the way, you know, crowds are less. They certainly picked up a lot over the last year and a half, but crowds are less. 2018, that was congested. I mean, you guys remember when we first in 2017 rode Rise of the Resistance and how many people were there at 5 a.m.?
Yeah.
Glorious. Think about that. So that's where I be.
Right on. Man, you both make really compelling arguments. I guess for me, I think I would still lean towards 2018. I'm probably leaning that way because it's hard for me not to pull in the nostalgic. My girls were little at that point. Mm. And I'm probably letting that sway my decision a little bit more.
Yeah, that's irrational.
I think
it's not irrational.
You know, you bringing up Magical Express. Well, I brought up Magical Express, but also you just kind of talking about how spectacular it was. I remember one of the first moments at Disney where I was like, this is the greatest company ever. Do you remember those yellow tags they used to have you put on
the
luggage?
On your luggage so that the Magical Express people would grab your bags. And
yes. Oh my gosh. So for those of you who don't know, it as a pack mule father who has to carry everyone's luggage so that your little princesses don't have to lift a finger, it was the greatest thing in the world. Because you would put these little yellow tags on your luggage, just like you would at the airport, you know, your luggage tags. And you would check it in.
And it said Magical Express on it. Yeah.
And it would say Magical Express. And then you would not, like you said, you would not touch your luggage again.
You would not go to baggage claim at all. You wouldn't even go to the baggage claim.
It was so awesome.
You just made that 12-mile walk to the bus, to the terminal. I remember going, like, man, where is this bus? Are we even in the right
place? You were hands-free, right?
Yeah. Like it was great. And the thing was, you'd get on the bus. And if you were me, you'd take a nap because we took a 5 a.m. flight. Yeah. And so now I'm going to get my power nap in between Orlando International and the parks.
And for us, we had littles, right? So we're not only are we not handling luggage, but we also had strollers in hand and all of that. And so it just made it so convenient. But I think for me overall, just some of my core Disney memories are from when my girls were little and watching them experience it for the first time, or seeing that princess for the first time and really believing, oh my gosh, that's Belle. Really, Dad, that's Belle.
Yeah.
And so it was just, it's hard for me to let go of those memories and all the other things. I agree with you, though. Some of the technological advances we've made in the last 3 years and the rides that have opened, it's hard to imagine those not being around. But ultimately, I think it's like 51%. I could be swayed, but I think I'd ultimately land in 2018
is that if you were to play this game and take it back at, was it 2015, 2014? When did New Fantasyland open up? Do you guys remember the parks? 14. Do you remember the parks prior to 2014? Thinking about what was there then compared to what is now. It's almost completely different park.
It's a completely different park.
I mean, Magic Kingdom it almost seemed tiny compared to what it is now.
Yeah.
Well, Animal Kingdom.
Believe it or not, it actually is pretty tiny.
Well, it's true. It is pretty tiny. It seems big.
You can fit the entire Magic Kingdom in the World Showcase Lagoon.
Exactly. But like, with all the additions
Not in the World Showcase, in the Lagoon, okay? That's some perspective. Yeah. When you really think about it, you're like, because you feel like you're walking forever when you're there, and turns out it's really not that big.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Perspective, forced perspective. One last thing on the Magical Express. While it was an amazing service to
can
get
you tell
there,
we loved it.
While it was amazing service to get there, the Tragical Express was, you know, a big bully towards the end because it really cut a lot of time out too. You were leaving like hours and hours and hours early, to the point that we actually never rode it back anymore. We would just Uber back to the airport.
Yeah, that's a fair point. So,
So it was great to get there. Not so great getting back.
And honestly, that's like one of the saddest bus rides you'll ever take.
Yeah.
Is when you're leaving the Disney park. You're like, oh, I'm not happy anymore because I'm going home to my job and my reality. Oh, gosh.
Wah, wah.
Yeah. Well, guys, thanks for listening. It was a fun show. Tell us what you would, which land you would choose, Randy, Dak, or Ryan's, and then tell us what you would put in your lands. And give us a like and a follow on all of our social media pages.
Thanks, guys.
Bye.